As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. At least I do. Coffee brewed on the stove, that's for sure. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, September the 13th. My, how time flies. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Of course, my name remains William Roberts. It'll be that tomorrow, too. Always news. Hard to say good news, but we try to find it when we can. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions. You know the solutions. We got to apply them. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. Of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call at area code 512-904-8014. You join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, just like it sounds. Become vocal local host at centurytel, one L there, and centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, small town America, 65647, that postal zip zone. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. Thank you, gentlemen, for doing so. Our call-in number, again, remains 866-841-1065. All of our archived material can be found at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Be sure to support the sponsors. Precious metals mood remains mixed as risk aversion responds to the stock market. We'll talk about that in a moment. Caution prevails as the business sector stagnation deepens. We'll talk about that as well. Greek default imminent. The little pigs, yeah, they're all starting to fall, one domino after the next. The Federal Reserve banking system, banking history, property, das Kapital, accounting principles, all kinds of stuff to talk about in today's broadcast. And of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Tuesday, again, September the 13th, 2011, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up $11.10 an ounce at $1,825.50 a troy ounce, silver up 22 cents at $40.51 an ounce, platinum up $9 at $18.12 even. Palladium up $14 at $716 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, pretty widespread shaping up already. Lots of volatility. Breaking down below the $1,800 line, gold at a low of 1,794.10 and a high of 1,836.80. But at 1,825.50, your gold was up $579.90 a troy ounce for a 46.58%. return on your confidence in that metal. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,806, and it's been above and below that all day. The SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight. They claim to be holding this morning, same as yesterday, 1,241.92 metric tons. I don't know how many earmarks that Hugo Chavez might have on that gold, but anyway, 1,241.92 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $73.2 billion. Big hands, deep pockets. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. One more time, back through the numbers again for the benefit of all of those of our audience that may have been away at the top of the hour news and weather break in the first segment. Again, out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, gold trading up $11.10 at $18.25.50. Silver up 22 cents at $40.51. I'd go back to that. Gold up at $11.10 at $18.25. You know, just on the 6th, we were at $1,923.70 in the futures market, setting an all-time record high. So we're about $100 shy of that this morning. The silver this morning is up 22 cents at $40.51 a troy ounce. Still a pretty good return on your investment in silver. Platinum up $9 at $18.12. Palladium up 14 at $716 an ounce. Again, the SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight, claiming to hold 1,241.92 metric tons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 69 at 11,061. The NASDAQ closed up 27 at 24.95. The S&P 500 up, closing out at 1,162 across Asia, back around through Europe. Kind of a mixed bag up and down here and there. We'll see how the day goes. Crude oil this morning, big upward move in the crude oil again, up another $1.65, now at $89.54 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma, West Texas Intermediate. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 3 basis points at 77.15, impacts the foreign exchange rates, of course. in that trade-weighted basket of currencies, you don't understand what the USDX is, you might look up on the, well, go to the Forex Traders for one, foreign exchange rates we're talking about there, but also theice.com, theice.com. The USDX, I believe, is their trade-weighted currency basket. The foreign exchange rates this morning, of course, we're in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Little Timmy, the Pilgrim's chief, he's got his basket. We got a basket over here, too. The Canadian loonie this morning up 30 basis points at a buck and a penny, having to round up to get it. But nevertheless, that's where it goes, a buck and a penny this morning. The Mexican peso hanging on by a taco shell, going to have to round up strong to get there, too. Up 11 basis points at 8 cents each. The multiplier there is 12.8450 pesos per dollar. You know, fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up off 4 basis points at $1.37. Not too good. Down about 3 cents there. The British pound off 34 basis points at $1.58. It was at $1.60 recently. The Swiss franc continuing the downward plunge as the Swiss central bankers have their jackboot right on the throat of the franc, trying to get down to a little bit more reasonable exchange rate. Off 2 basis points this morning at $1.14 U.S. In the bond market this morning, U.S. Treasuries are bonded indebtedness. The yield on the 2-year is at 0.20%, creeping back up again. And the 10-year yield, the benchmark, is at 1.95%, the 30 at 3.26. Of course, we'd like to see more of an impact on the mortgages. Don't get it. The 15-year fixed rate, national average mortgage, moves down from a month ago at 3.42% to 3.36 this morning, trying to entice more people into the mortgage market. And the 30-year moves down from 4.22 to 4.14. So if you get a fully assumable 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you'd have a little something there to bargain with interest rates this low. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%, your gold-to-silver ratio. Gentlemen, it'll take you 45.05 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Into the economy calendar we go, the economic calendar for this morning. Things are still looking pretty peppy for the rest of the week. Tomorrow we'll have the mortgage bankers' purchase apps out, producer price index, retail sales and business inventories. Of course, it'll be the consumer price index, the jobless claims on Thursday, and the consumer sentiment on Friday. They'll close the week out either up or down. So let's go into the markets for this morning and look at the national FIB, NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. Here's the report. They were looking for, they had 89.9 before, 88.1 is what they got. And so this is the report. Confidence, it's always a confidence game, isn't it? Confidence among small businesses fell for the sixth straight month, down 1.8 points in August to 88.1. The top problem is sales. God, you talk about stating the obvious. Where more firms are currently in a downtrend than an uptrend, which in turn is hurting the earnings. Yeah, it sure does. You can have all the product they want on the shelves, but if you can't get some sucker to buy them, well, sucker, you're going broke. Ain't no joke. You'll be out of business soon. Expectations for future sales are also in decline, so I guess they kind of got a little bit of fog on their on their gazing balls this morning. Only 5% of the samples say it's a good time to expand. I think it's probably a good time to hang out a sign for sale. Go to the Bahamas. On the positive side, more firms plan to create new jobs over the next 3 months. Oh, brother. What a fluff piece this has turned into. Over the next 3 months, and are reporting unfilled job openings. Now, can you believe that report? Unfilled job openings. Wonder what kind of job openings they've got. Everything I've ever read about job openings in the last 4 or 5 years is that you put an ad in the newspaper for help wanted, and you'll have thousands line up to get the job. Anyway, jumping forward into the import and the export prices here, a monthly decline in prices of imported petroleum products pulled down the total import prices 0.4% lower in August, results that should firm consensus expectations for mild readings in tomorrow's producer price report, in Thursday's report on consumer prices. Yeah, so that's what we'll see in the news basket tomorrow. many words and lots of experts say, no doubt, will weigh in on that. Prices for petroleum imports fell 2.1% in August, which fed through to a 0.9% decline for industrial supplies. Year-on-year rates eased slightly in the month to a plus 13% for total import prices and to plus 43.5% for petroleum products. Importantly, price pressures for finished products remain mute. Mute. They ain't speaking. They ain't saying a thing. On the export side, a rise in agricultural prices. Well, you know, as the cost of gasoline and diesel continue to go up, as the yield coming out of the off the fields as a result of the extended and protracted heat wave and drought, you know, yeah, the export prices are going to go up. But let's not lose track of this one thing, and that is inflation. All right. So as things go up and up and up in value, as the dollar goes down and down and down in value, you could look at the books and you could say, wow, look at that. The gross domestic product is improving. Our exports are up. But are they up in number of units or are they just up in number of dollars? Well, here's the ICSC Goldman's tour sales. I mean, ladies, if you're not out there shopping and shopping wildly, we're not going to come out of this recession. But this is what they've got to say. A burst of sales. Wow. Oh, following Hurricane Irene. Well, yeah. Window glass, roofing, siding, tree products, chainsaws. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So not to get carried away with this kind of a rather one-sided ICSC, Goldman store sales, one region discussion here. They talk about a burst of sales following Hurricane Irene, but, you know, that's just a limited band along the coastline, the East Coast, the least coast of America. It's a lot more of this country than that. So they're looking for a big boost. They get a little bit of a pop in their numbers, but it doesn't really amount to much in the long term. Redbook, they say this, Redbook same-store sales tally came in at a in-trend year-on-year rate of plus 4.5% in the September the 10th week. Strength during the Labor Day weekend was offset by softness at midweek. Month-on-month, Redbook sees a 0.2% gain for September, which is down from an initial target of 0.4%. And it says tomorrow the government will post retail sales for August. And so once we get a look at that, then we'll see how the back-to-school frenzy has either helped or hurt the marketplace. And, of course, you know, with Wally World and all of the rest of them, Target, I suppose. I don't know the other places that are out there. I don't go into those buildings, so I have no idea what they got. But typically speaking, there's always a big back-to-school frenzy. Everybody's getting their trapper keepers and their backpacks and their special pens and pencils and all the things that are on their back-to-school list. And maybe some of them will even get a change of clothes and perhaps even start the year walking in new shoes. New shoes. Ocean Power collaborates with Lockheed Martin on wave energy. This is by Louise Downing, writing for Bloomberg. Short one here, just kind of like an IP announcement, initial public offering. Ocean Power Technologies, Inc., OPETT, on the stock exchange, said it agreed to collaborate with Lockheed Martin on a commercial-scale wave power generation project at Reedsport, Oregon. A commercial-scale wave power generation project. The venture follows a $2.4 million contract awarded to Ocean Power from the U.S. Department of Energy, according to a statement in Business Wire today. $2.4 million private contract being placed here from the Fed. What does the U.S. Department of Energy have to do with generation of electric power for the sovereign state, Oregon, or the Oregon Territory, depending on how you look at it? Anyway, just thought I'd bring that to your mind. Everybody's talking about wind turbines and solar panels. Well, I would go along with this wave power and also hydropower as my top two choices. Both of them are totally clean, green, and, you know, makes a lot of sense. But beyond that, they're 24/7, 365. The tides are just about as reliable as the rotation of the earth. Bank of New York Mellon sued over Lehman losses. You know, these banks are getting the licking stick, and it's about time they did. Being sued over the Lehman Brothers losses by Detroit City Employee Pension Funds. Go back up and look at the Corporation Nation DVD, and you'll see how much money is out there held in all of these pension funds. Bank of New York Mellon, this article by Karen Gullo. Sorry, Karen, weird name. Bank of New York Mellon Corporation. I divorced that guy. Take up your maiden name. Maybe that is her maiden name, Gullo. Get married, honey. Anyway, Bank of New York Mellon Corporation was accused in a lawsuit by Detroit pension funds of mishandling their money invested in Lehman Brothers Holding, Inc. Wow. The pension funds allege in their complaint that Bank of New York Mellon, you know, this is Bank of New York. It's one of the earliest, oldest banks in the country. Melonheads out there. The Bank of New York Melonheads encouraged them to join its securities lending program under which the bank would lend securities owned by the funds to creditworthy borrowers. Well, they found some creditworthy borrowers, but they had a piece of crap fund and these guys lost majorly. The funds viewed the program as akin to a conservative money market account. Somebody ought to take that fund manager out into the behind the woodshed, as Al Anthony says, and open again, I'll whoop ass. Anyway, the funds viewed the program as akin to a conservative money market account, according to the complaint filed yesterday in federal court in New York. The bank invested in Lehman notes in 2006 on behalf of the pension funds and continued to maintain the investments as uncertainty surrounded Lehman grew. And as you all know, they went breast forward, I guess you could say. They went upside down in the water. Bank of New York Mellon, based in New York, obviously, you wouldn't think they were in Kansas City with a name like that, breached its fiduciary duty. This is a trust violation. Breached its fiduciary duty to the pension funds for city employees, including police officers and firefighters. So the police officers and firefighters in New York with their pensions and everything else, I mean, for a 911 article, this one works out all right. And then it continues and tells you where you can find out all about the case and follow it if you're interested. Here's another one. Republicans eye an upset in New York vote for Wiener's House seat. Wow. Taking a wiener in the seat, I guess, here. Laura Litvan, writing this one for Bloomberg. Republicans hope to score an upset win in a special election in New York City today. Well, I guess we'll have to find out whether it worked. That was yesterday's news, to replace former Representative Anthony Wiener Schnitzel, who resigned in disgrace, must not have been very provocative photographs, as Democrats fight to overcome President, well, I don't call him that, the usurper's poor approval rating and opposition to his policies on Israel. Got to throw that in because we're going to go Israel in this article. Wiener, yeah, you got it right there. Republican Bob Turner led Democrat David Weprin, an Orthodox Jew, by the way, 47 years old, 47% to 41%, so Bob Turner is out there in a narrow lead, in a September the 8th through 11th poll of district voters by Public Policy Polling of Raleigh, North Carolina. People are very upset with Washington, said Stephen Greenberg. I wouldn't imagine that Stevens, an Irish Catholic, a Siena pollster, quote, they're very angry about the economy and the job situation, and they're preparing to take it out on the Democrats, even though the vast majority of the voters in this district are Democrats. Got to throw in this claptrap no matter how they can. Wiener, a married 47-year-old Democrat, resigned the seat in June following revelations that he sent lewd photos of himself and messages to women over the internet. The vote to replace him comes less than 4 months after Democrats scored an upset to win a House seat in western New York that opened up when married Republican Representative Christopher Lee, 47, resigned after revelations that he had sent a bare-chested photo of himself to a woman he met online. Bare-chested. Men should not send bare-chested. I mean, come on. We go to the swimming pool, you know, we're, oh, my, you're running a foot race, you know, you work out in the gym, bare-chested photograph of a man. Are you going to get excited? Well, I guess it depends on the guy, I guess, really. Anyway, Nevada race, the race to replace Wiener in a district that includes parts of Queens and Brooklyn is one of two special elections yesterday. Republicans expected to retain the House seat in Nevada vacated when Representative Dean Heller was appointed to the Senate in May. Initially, the Nevada race was seen as competitive. Well, anyway, then it goes on and it talks about this guy Weprin here. Kind of an interesting. Weprin, a state assemblyman, and his Democratic allies are following a similar script in the race for Wiener's seat. They focused on entitlement issues, even though Turner hasn't embraced the privatization proposal championed by House Committee Budget Chairman Paul Ryan, and so on. Anyway, there's more to that article. We'll pick it up when we come back. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting. .com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So long story short, if you happen to live anywhere in New York and you've got to make a decision or a determination in this particular race we're talking about here about replacing Wiener with Weapon or Rep Weprin, guy's an Orthodox Jew, I'd really recommend that you do everything and anything that you can do to ensure that the fellow doesn't get elected. I think we've got enough. We have, what do we have, 81? 81 of these Tea Party clowns that went over there to Israel and get their marching instructions. I think it'd be a good time to start reducing the number of dual citizen or Israelis controlling our Congress, don't you? Anyway, that's the article. And just in general, now I may have a jaundiced view of this, but this whole election season coming into a presidential preference primary has seemed so basic, so horrible. I mean, the options are just so dull. I almost fell asleep listening to those debates. What a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, after the Ron Paul revolution and the big push back in 2008, there certainly doesn't seem to be much going down now. I certainly hope this doesn't mean that we're going to have to endure four more years of the usurper, because I'm not sure I would be able to do that. But here, let's go on and press forward. Well, Bob Wills writing this one for Bloomberg. Business economists cut U.S. growth outlook through 2012 as confidence dims. Yeah, that's right. U.S. economy will grow less than previously estimated. God, that could be horrible. If you want to look at my estimates, it's not looking pretty. Anyway, estimated through 2012, reflecting a slump in confidence, limited consumer spending, and a struggling housing market, a survey showed. I certainly hope they didn't pay much for this survey. You could do this survey on any street corner in America on the cheap, I guess we could say. Gross domestic product in the world's largest economy, better hold that one in check, will expand 1.7% this year, less than the May forecast of 2.8%. Yeah, it's slowing down. It's going into stall speed here. Hold the nose up. Some 54% of the respondents lowered their growth forecast because they said the legislation stemming from the debt ceiling debate will fail to reduce the long-term budget deficits. Unemployment is projected to stay above 8.5%, I would say so, by a factor of at least 2, until late next year, and Europe's debt crisis were also among the panelists' top concerns. And it just goes on. Let's go to another one and talk about confidence of the U.S. small business falls to a 13-month low on the economy outlook, this one by Alex Kowalski. Confidence seems to really be at the top of the heap here these days. You know, demand was at the top of the heap last year. This year, it's confidence. Confidence among U.S. small businesses dropped to a 13-month low in August as fewer companies projected better economic conditions. We talked a little bit about and defined economic yesterday. We'll come back to it in a moment. But the National Federation of Independent Businesses, these are our entrepreneurs, the National Federation of Independent Businesses Optimism Index decreased to an 88.1, the weakest reading, and we know where they got the number, right off EconoDay's website. Hope for improvement in the economy faded even further through the month. William Dunkelberg, the group's chief economist, said in a statement accompanying the index report, with such a dim outlook, owners are not going to do a lot of hiring or expanding, and we'll find out more about that as we go back and look at our book on accounting from 1945. Here's another one. U.S. Embassy fired on in Taliban attack as bombs explode in central Kabul. Wow. How many years have we been there? Is that nine? Is there now nine, or are there 11 Al-Qaeda? I don't know. But Etaf Najafizadeh writing this one. I don't know whether this is a male or female. New news, though. Taliban guerrilla fighters detonated bombs and battled police for hours in the Afghan war's most sustained attack near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. The Afghan war's most sustained attack? A couple of guerrilla fighters? We've been there a long time. Is this a wise investment or not? An attack has occurred in the area of the U.S. Embassy. Remember, this is the war's most sustained attack. Mark that one down, all right? We'll come back to that. An attack has occurred in the area of the U.S. Embassy, including RPG and small arms fires. That's rocket-propelled grenades, by the way, if you're not Jane's literate. Embassy spokeswoman Carrie Hannan said in a statement, no embassy personnel were injured. The attackers set off bombs in the early afternoon at a main intersection. That must have been exciting. A neighborhood of concrete-walled apartment buildings, well, probably wasn't a lot of damage, and rushed into an empty building under renovation. Remember, this is the Afghan war's most sustained attack. Rushed into an empty apartment building under renovation that overlooks the U.S. Embassy and the adjacent headquarters compound of the U.S.-led International Security Assistance Force. That must be all the contractors. Tolo and Pajic news agency reported, quote, terrorists have taken over a building under construction. Underline this. This is the Afghan war's most sustained attack. Wow. Terrorists have taken over a building under construction. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Sedij Zedicki said by the telephone, quote, police have shot dead two of them, but three or four are still fighting from the top of the building, and our operation is continuing. In the Afghan war's most sustained attack near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Are we getting our money's worth for this thing? How many hundreds of thousands of people are over there? And a half a dozen guys with a couple of rifles and an RPG launcher there. And these guys, just unbelievable, kicking our butt. Greek default probability is 98%. Folks, I just read it. I just go through the Bloomberg website every day and pull this stuff out. You know, I'm not looking for something special. Abigail Moses writing this one all by her little lonesome for Bloomberg. Greece has a 98% chance of defaulting. At this point, I would be emptying out the drawers in my office, taking my files down to the car, and, I don't know, going fishing, perhaps. But anyway, Greece has a 98% chance of defaulting on its debt in the next 5 years. Well, God, roll it out to 20 years. You could run that right up to 100%, perhaps. Anyway, in the next 5 years, as Prime Minister George Papandreou, Bilderberg stooge, has probably ritual killings and murders in his basement. Likes the young ones. 17-year-old is good for him. Good old George here. Quote, everyone's pricing in a pretty near-term default, and I think it'll be a hard event. Clearly, this austerity plan is not working. Not doing too well. It costs a record of $5.8 million up front and $100,000 annually to insure 10 million Greece debt. We talked about that yesterday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she won't let Greece go into uncontrolled insolvency as politicians try to limit contagion to other Euro members. Papandreou's pledged to adhere to a target deficit that are conditions of the European Union and International Monetary Fund's bailouts were undermined by data showing his country's budget gap widened 22% in the first 8 months of the year. Looks like they're going deep down into the Aegean. Somebody pulled the plug and Greece is sinking. The default probably for Greece is based on a standard pricing model that assumes investors would recover 40% of the bond's face value if the nation fails to meet its obligations. And so this is all economy, you know. Let's go to one more. We're going to swap over. Actually, I've got two more for you. McGraw-Hill. Now, you know, we've been talking about Standard & Poor's, Standard & Oh-So-Very Poor 500. And they downgraded the U.S. debt from AAA to AA plus good, right? And then they came under a lot of censure for that. Well, the company's breaking up. That's an interesting story by Oliver Staley, writing yesterday morning for Bloomberg. Under pressure from investors to fix the ailing McGraw-Hill companies. Now, most of us became familiar or acquainted with McGraw-Hill as a book publishing company. We sat there for hour after hour after hour, year after year after year in a public fool system, doodling in the margins of our McGraw-Hill textbooks. That's right. Chief Executive Officer Harold Terry McGraw III. Harold Terry McGraw III, all right, I mean, this is where you get the McGraw-Hill thing from, disregarded his family's legacy when deciding to break up the business founded in 1888. Right. Quote, it's not about me, it can't be just about the family, McGraw said in a phone interview yesterday after announcing a split of the company in two. Quote, this is about a public company that is serving shareholders, employees, and customers. And there's truth to that. We'll go into that right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So the long and the short of it actually is that McGraw-Hill here is going to break up. They're going to go into two pieces. They're going to separate themselves from the book publishing and the textbook, school textbook publishing business, and they're going to set that one afloat on its own, and they're going to stick with the standard no-so-very-poor 500. Is this another bad mistake made by Terry McGraw? Possibly. We'll see how it goes in the long term, but they were very profitable with this S&P 500, and we'll just have to follow it as it develops. Of course, you know, the idea of combining J.P. Morgan Chase, Euronext, New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, and the Deutsche Börse, all of that, you know, is in the cards, too. At the same time, how much of a pressure that's going to put on S&P 500, that's going to be to be determined. And then again, we've got the real move, the major move here, is toward the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange, etc. So I don't know whether it's a good move for them or not, but certainly it's a shakeup. They're moving away from their starts, from their roots, and they're going to set it to completely free. But back again, as far as the way that they're organized, he's right when he says that this is a public company that is serving the shareholders, the employees, and the customers. And we've certainly studied enough business law and the principles of business and all of that, and now into accounting a little bit and economics and over the last couple of years to understand that unless you have a very closely held company, you're not really dealing necessarily with these big, you know, mega rich dudes. They might have a considerable. He's got like something like $1.7 billion. But it's not like you're dealing with the old, the Astors or the Vanderbilts or something like that. When you go public, all of the shareholders become the owners. Now, of course, the company holds a certain amount of their shares, but it's the shareholders then that become the owners of the business. And you can have people all across America who, you know, have got 9 shares of General Motors, and they believe that they are owners and then so on and so forth. We've talked about the idea of holding companies and proxies and gathering up voters, you know, voting shares by proxy and so on. All that kind of stuff works in the background. Ultimately, again, you've got the shareholders elect the board of directors. The board of directors then choose the officers, and whether it's a Lloyd Blankfein or a Cohn, they've got all of these layers and all of these various tiers that stand between them and accountability. And so there's a lot of truth in this, that it is a public company. It's serving its shareholders, its employees, and its customers. Well, let's jump over here just quickly. This is another textbook I picked up long ago, My English, Book 4, Tanner and Platt. And I don't know when it was published. I haven't gone through it deeply enough to be able to nail it down. The first couple of pages were torn out. I don't know, they needed something to wrap their chewing gum in or something. I have no idea. But anyway, there's a little bit in here. And they start out this way. And I'm just going to, you know, lay it on you. Aiding pupils in preparing for the future. Getting an education means, to most boys and girls, I'm telling you, it's like the 19, this was probably in the 40s, late 50s at the outside. Getting an education means to most boys and girls, you notice they didn't say kids, and they didn't use the term children. They said to most boys and girls. Means learning facts from various school subjects, acquiring certain skills, and passing examinations. Now, no matter where you are in your life, young, old, in between, intermediate, you can all get a little bit from this, because this is some of what we're doing as we try and restart, jumpstart our brains after a long period of deliberate dumbing down in America. But again, why are we even looking at it, right? That the idea of getting an education means learning facts from various school subjects, acquiring certain skills, and passing examinations. But it is essential that they learn also, while they are in school, to know themselves and to understand their relationship to their associates. And so some of this has to do or points towards this idea, this notion of mine, that the two most fundamental questions that you can begin with are these. One, who are you? Or who am I? Who am I? Who? Who am I? Who am I to think? Who am I to think that I can? Who am I to think that I can change? Who am I to think that I can change the world? Who am I? And then, second, whose am I? Whose am I? Are you as free as you think you are? Are you a sovereign citizen? Are you a ward of the state? Are you a U.S. citizen? Are you some legal fiction? Are you a child of God created in His image and likeness? Whose are you? Two very important questions. But they say here again, is them well for these boys and girls to begin their senior year. So this was written for senior year students, high school, by taking a personal inventory as a means to discovering which of their habits and individual traits will assist them and which will retard them in their social and business relations. From time to time, it is very useful to take stock. To take stock and do a personal inventory. One of the ways that you can do that is with a simple piece of notebook paper and just write down there a list of all the things that you ever wanted. And then, as I like to say, draw a line right down the middle of that page or start another page and make a list of all the things you need. But if you look at the list of all the things you ever wanted, and you could say all the things I ever wanted to do, to be, to have, if you look at your lifespan and think of it from the standpoint of personal lifespan planning, it was a seminar series I used to do all the time back in the 80s. But if you think of it from the standpoint of personal lifespan planning, what is it that you want to get out of your life? What would you like to enjoy from life while you're still with us in the land of the living? What would you like to accomplish in your life that is dependent upon your physical, your financial, or your mental, or your educational capacity? And then what are you doing in order to do that? What are you doing to change? What are you doing to change yourself so that you can be in a position to take advantage of that? You know, to live a fully actuated life. Have you done the things that only you could only do when you were young? You know, not everybody's a Sir Edmund Hillary there climbing Mount Everest, you know, in his later years. Not everybody's going to be able to be a mountain climber when they're 80. You know? Have you ever gone snorkeling off the coast of, you know, Bermuda or something? If this was something that you wanted to do? You wanted to enter in a marathon race? Better get to it. Well, enter and win a marathon? You wanted to pump your body up and look like a bodybuilder? You're going to have to get to it. So it's interesting that they're putting here, making necessary changes in their points of view and making adjustments in their habits of thinking and acting should constitute one of their principal activities. And I would say that it applies to all of us, high school seniors or otherwise, or senior citizen. Making the necessary changes in our points of view. Are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? Are you an independent? Are you conservative? Are you liberal? Are you a Christian? Atheist? Agnostic? Jew? Gentile, Mormon, whatever, Hindu. Making necessary changes in their points of view and making adjustments in their habits. You know, sometimes we hold points of view on the most specious grounds. We say we're one thing, we believe we're one thing, but we never made an inquiry into it. Man, with the internet now, if you had a good list to work from, something that you'd made up yourself, that was personalized just to you, you might go in and check some of these belief systems that you're packing around and check them out with thoroughness. Without the ability to impress people favorably and to get along well with them, boys and girls will be at a great disadvantage both in making a living and in leading a happy and successful life. And I don't think there's a time limit on that. I think it's just good, solid advice for young people. And so then on. They give practical tips on further training in straight thinking. Let's look at this one. One of the greatest services that a textbook, now again, McGraw-Hill breaking up. One of the greatest services that a textbook can render pupils is to assist them. Now, that's boys and girls collectively in a school are referred to as pupils, not kids, is to assist them in training themselves to think clearly. Boy, that's the trivium to me. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the
the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming in July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. As the last hour covered just a smattering of news, a couple of items weren't really very significant, just some newsy news, as we like to say it, public notice, trying to point out a couple of things as we go through the news basket every day so that we can better understand the things that we're learning in the second hour of the broadcast, which is where most of my mental focus is each and every day. And I hope it would be for you as well. Let other people know that this little internet homeschool classroom exists, where we get into all kinds of matters of philosophically radical thinking, like learning how to think from time to time, which could be useful. Further training in straight thinking, one of the greatest services a textbook can render to pupils. Looking at an old textbook here. This is book four, by the way. Book four. And then this was Marlon Robbins is a senior in 62 here, written in the front cover. Unfortunately for Marlon, he tore away the page that gives us an idea of when it was published. But anyway, there's a rubber stamp in the back. This was from the Immaculate Conception High School, Montclair, New Jersey. All right, so it's a Catholic, a parochial school textbook, and that's about as close as you're going to get to a private school, you know. Usually had some pretty good education going in those Catholic schools. And the photographs in here are just unbelievable. All right? Lots of photographs. But I'm looking here now at a big classroom. It's actually the lunchroom. There's several, it looks like at least 70 or more students pictured in this particular one. All the guys are, you know, clean cut, clean shaved. All the girls are nicely dressed. They're all wearing dresses. Some are wearing sweaters and things like that. The boys all have sports coats. Many of them have ties and shirts. Going to high school. All right? This is big difference, big change. The decay in our system is enormous and profound. And so anyway, let's go back in. Lots of stuff in these old textbooks. I just love looking at them. But going back in, thinking about thinking. This book provides such assistance in several ways. Again, training themselves to think clearly. Themselves, training themselves. You. Not having somebody else think for you, but teaching you how to think, even in the 1960s. And again, this is book four, which to me implies that there was a book one for the freshmen, a book two for the sophomores, a book three for the juniors, and a book four for the seniors. Tanner and Platt, the authors of the book. The book provides such assistance in several ways. Early in the year, each senior is called upon to examine his present habits of thinking by answering these important questions. Which of my habits aid me in solving my school, social, and business problems? You know, doing self-assessment from time to time, it's useful. Every time I do it, I learn something about me, even, you know... As we start approaching geriatric stage, losing all my teeth, which should I revise or improve? In other words, it's not just taking stock and saying, boy, what a dumb A I am. But then looking at how can I improve? Which of these should I revise or improve? Which should I discard? Another question. Activities in evaluating what they see, hear, and read. Activities in evaluating what they see, they hear, and they read, you know? Afford pupils, again they say, practice in forming intelligent opinions and in making correct estimates. This is critical thinking. This is inductive and deductive logic going on here. This is the trivium. The writing of numerous precis tests and their ability to find or to express themselves in their own words the essential thoughts of various selections from prose and poetry. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, there was one other piece of news that I think was even more important than the other news that we shared, you know, in the first segment of the hour of today's broadcast. I wanted to get this out after this short break so that all of our audience could hear it. But yesterday I stopped into the post office, as I do from time to time, and got my mail. But in there I received, and I haven't received anything from American Express in probably, I don't know, let's say 10 years. I used to have all the cards, and I got rid of them all long ago, but the American Express and Visa were the last two to go down. But American Express sent me out this mailing, and you may have one in your box, too. And I draw it to your attention. If you would go up on the Internet, if you have an Internet-connecting computer and can do so, and browse these words, blue from American Express, blue from American Express, all right? Now, if you just type that into your browser, it'll come up. What you're going to see there, what I received, was a solicitation, of course, to take a credit card, which I promptly ran through the shredder. But what I received, hooked there, and as they do with rubber cement, was a clear plastic card. It says American Express on it, shows the number there, and then it gives you your name here down at the bottom, and then they have a little thing in fine print, this is not an actual credit card. But if you'll just take the unit and take a very close look at this, and you can see a picture of this, which you would receive in the mail, it's up on the front page of the website there, What you're seeing here is an RFID chip with a very, very extensive pattern here for the antenna. All right? And this is printed on this card, which gives you pause when you understand what this card is. When you hold it in your hand, it's a little bit more dramatic. Because if this plastic card here was not clear but white or some other color, you wouldn't see this RFID imprint and you wouldn't see the antenna. And that is the new economy. And American Express is laying it out in its Riley Blue. Blue from American Express. I just bring that to your attention. Look at it. Make it what of it, you know, of it, what you will. All right? Again, you just type in Blue from American Express in your browser, and there's that card. I have one of those plastic cards in my hand. Back to our textbook here, quickly. Again, further training in straight thinking. Which of my habits aid me in solving my school, social, and business problems? Which should I revise or improve? Which should I discard? Activities in evaluating what they see, hear, and read afford pupils practice in forming intelligent opinions and making correct estimates. Use some of that correct estimating today. The writing of numerous precious tests, their ability to find and to express in their own words the essential thoughts of various selections from prose and poetry, planning talks and themes by outlines, and following correct form in presenting what they wish to say, train them in thinking clearly from the points of view of their listeners and readers. And whether, I believe, I may be the speaker tonight at a public meeting, and if I am, we'll be talking tonight at the Ozark Property Rights Congress Far Southwest Chapter Meeting in Anderson, Missouri, at the Electric Utility Company building there. And we're going to go through the hazard mitigation plan one more time. If not, it'll be at another time in another location. But anyway, when you are going in front of one of these unelected or elected boards or councils, these skills will all be useful to you. And so whether this is just, you know, kind of review for some of you are so experts, you know, that I could sit at your feet and learn from time to time. But if you're new at all of this stuff and you're wondering, well, what has all this Become Vocal Local all about? Of course, on various networks now and various host broadcasts, we've talked about the Trivium, kind of dusted that off, brought it out of antiquity. I've researched it for years and apply it in my own life, study a lot of grammar, use a lot of dictionaries. I like to get involved and play around with logic from time to time, try and find out whether the stuff that I'm presenting is useful or not, correct or incorrect, accurate and truthful or fallacy, you know, those sort of things. And then, you know, this idea of quadrivium, you know, you go out and you start to apply the numbers, turn the crank. So this is stuff that's in this textbook. It's an old one, My English, book 4 for high school seniors. And it was apparently about no later than a 1960s, I would say, from the looks of things, that it was published earlier than that. But then it talks about the need for self-appraisal. I'm not going to dwell on this much longer. But in the activities of the classroom and in many other activities that accompany our school career, we've been given the opportunity to participate in a host of significant experiences. And many of these have been valuable for their own sake. Some have been preparatory to later experience. We have now definitely reached the time when we must look ahead. We must take our bearings, chart our course, and sail for a set destination. In other words, a predetermined goal. I'm going to climb Mount Rainier. I'm going to climb it on August the 30th. I'm going to go with another individual. I will leave Seattle early in the day on Friday. I will return late in the evening on Sunday. And I will summit on Saturday morning. Predetermined outcomes. You have a goal. And as you become more proficient at setting goals and attaining them, once you start to get this habit in your mind, and my suggestion always is to start with something small. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Start with something that's an easily attainable goal, and then build upon your successes. rather than reaching for the sun, the stars, the moon, and the heavens in your first attempt, becoming disappointed when you fall far short of that, start with small steps. You know, I'm going to wash out the bathroom and I'm going to get it done before 3 o'clock today or whatever. You know, start practicing goal setting a little bit. Practice your public speaking. Pick up a book from time to time. Read out loud, as we do here every morning. Lots and lots of stuff. It's amazing what your subconscious mind will retain. The Bible teaches you, think not what you're going to say, for the words will be given unto you. It'll just come flooding out of your memory at the very moment that you need it, if you get in the habit to build solid habits like this. Continuing, it says, today we realize that our future, to a large extent, depends on the impressions we make on people. We've become, or shortly will become, salesmen, perhaps, offering ourselves to the world. We shall seek to enter the door of some college or other institution of learning, or the office of a business firm, or a shop. To do so, we must prove that we have the necessary qualifications. So much of this has just been lost. They've just pulled it out and thrown it away. Now, here's a little bit more. This is Unit 1, making a good impression. I'm not going to go through all of it. We know that our characters are not fixed and static, that our personalities can change, that we are not born one way or another and cannot alter our natures. We must not be discouraged because we have physical or some other handicaps. These are just roadblocks and obstacles, speed bumps that lie between where we are today and where we need to be in the near future, in the very near future. And this is what becoming vocal local and become vocal local, in my mind, is all about. We know that we have an absolutely horribly dysfunctional government, and that government is taking us out. We need to replace it. We need to do it soon.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Sometimes the smallest little changes that you make in your life can have the most profound effects. You know, our self-talk, we kill ourselves, we hang ourselves with our words so often. And it's just, you know, I have to deal with it as much as everybody else, you know, and we never stop, you know, throughout your whole life. You have to keep coming back all the time and keep, you know, checking yourself, doing a checkup from the neck up, as old Zig Ziglar used to like to say when he spoke before the Tantara, when he spoke before the big groups, I'm trying to think of what it is, Amway groups and things. I've heard him speak several times. Doing a checkup from the neck up. But if you think about it from the standpoint of your self-talk, we defeat ourselves with our self-talk. We get into this defeatist, self-canceling discussion with ourselves. And, you know, I mean, it's amazing that we can even get out of bed some mornings. You start bringing yourself down so low. But you can alter all of that just by learning how to talk to yourself, your self-talk, more effectively. You turn everything around from negatives into positives, and you always talk to yourself in positive ways. How can I come on day after day after day after day, come on laughing virtually in the face of all this insanity? Well, because, you know, you just heads up, folks. Cheer up. It could be a lot worse. I could already be dead. This broadcast wouldn't be on the air, all right? So there's lots of things you could do. But learning how to, you know, use the affirmation. What is an affirmation? Write it down, and I'll give it to you. It's a personal, present, positive tense statement of something you want to do, to be, or to have. Remember, we made the list of all the things you ever wanted to do, to be, to have, and so on. All of your needs and all of your wants. And then an affirmation is just simply a positive. It's personal. It's positive. It's present tense, as if you've already got it in your possession, of all the things you wanted to do, to be, or to have. And so you write up these little phrases, you know, and then you can repeat them throughout the day. Maybe you're trying to quit smoking, you know. You can think up some clever little phrase to help reinforce this notion that you want to quit smoking. And then just say it to yourself all the time, over and over and over and over and over again. And you'd be surprised. And I used to drive around all the time. I was in sales. And I had 3x5 cards. I'm a real big fan of 3x5 cards. They're so handy. And you'd write these things out. I have a lot of quotations here on my radio table that I use throughout the broadcast on 3x5 cards. I can also take them with me, just pop a rubber band around them, take them with me in the car. You can take your affirmations, your personal affirmations, or your goal statements, and you can take them around in the car with you when you're driving, or when you're sitting and watch TV or whatever you do in your spare time, whenever your hands are busy, your mind is free, and you can just review your affirmations and think about them. And then you want to, you know, empower yourself, use visualization. Visualize it. Think about it. Think of yourself actually in possession of what it is that you're trying to do already. Instead of walking around, you know, kicking the dirt, walking in circles, being all blue, bummed out and everything, pissed off, dejected, thinking about a beer, you know, go the other way. Think about the better stuff in life. Anyway, enough of all that preachy stuff. Let's go on with it. I think you can probably figure out how to help yourselves. But this is certainly a time when, as the economic system, as we can see clearly from the news, continues to get slower and slower and more difficult for more and more people, you need all the tools in your toolbox. You're going to need to have a broad brush. You're going to need to have a broad range of solutions at your hand, in your fingertips. And so, back in our discussion, once again, just a slight review. What is an economy? What do we talk about? We're always talking about economic news. Money this, money that, gold here, gold there. Why? Well, again, it begins with management of yourself. A profitable management of yourself, your own life. if you can't lead a decent, you know, life for yourself, if you haven't organized yourself, if you're not a goal setter, if you can't set and achieve meaningful, you know, realistic goals, well, if you can't do it, then why are you so pissed off about government and the New World Order not being able to do that? Maybe they're afflicted with the same disease that impacts you. Well, maybe if you want to be the replacement set in your local government, at your school board, at your city council, your town council, the county council, all these various unelected and appointed boards and councils, water boards, you know, there's so many of them, sewer boards, road districts, fire districts. Maybe there's a place out there for you. You want to occupy those chairs and you think you could do a better job? Well, start by, you know, practicing a little economy in your own life. Again, what is economy? Number one, it's the management of the income, expenditures, etc., of a household. First and foremost, the household. How are you doing? Have you got a balanced budget amendment on your checkbook? Are you deeply in debt? Are you free of debt? So, of a household, a private business, and that's what we learn in our accounting text, or a government. Right? Careful management of wealth, resources, etc. Avoidance of waste by careful planning and use. Thrift or thrifty use. Restrained or efficient use of one's materials, techniques, etc. You know, not squandering our natural resources. Not exploiting our natural resources. Not no use. Wise use.
Okay.
So now let's talk about budgets. Jump back into this book. The Accounting Principles, 4th edition by Noble, brought it out yesterday, a little bit on of it. The need for business records. Well, let's back up a little bit. It can be seen that if a business managed to make a profit, and why is that? Why do some people think that businesses shouldn't make a profit? But if it can be seen that if a business managed to make a profit, whether it be McGraw-Hill, General Electric, you know, whatever, if a businessman is to make a profit, he must keep the operating expenses of his business down to an amount that is lower than the margin between the cost of the merchandise and the sales price. Got to have it. The need for business records. You know, we used to say in sales that the difference between a winning salesman and a losing salesman is altogether too often that the losing salesman hasn't got any accounting working for himself. He doesn't know. You know, I did a research project myself when I was doing door-to-door sales. I was selling waterless cookware. And I knew, from experience, that if I knocked on 9 doors, that 9th door was most likely to be a sale. Because I could give the opening pitch about 8 times, and just about every time on the 9th one, I would get a sale. So you make a sale, and you go to the next apartment, or you go to the next house, and the people say no, and you go, thank you. And now, and here's number 2, and here's 3, and here's 4, and here's 5, and here's 6, and here's 7, and here's 8, and here's number 9, and I'm going up this driveway, and I'm going to make a sale, and you do. Here's your good record keeper. Business like that, too. The need for business records. If the proprietor is to conduct his business so that his proprietorship will be increased, he must know the effect of his business transactions on his assets, liabilities, and proprietorship. We talked about that. Assets, you know, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke responding to Ron Paul, his gold money. Bernanke says, no, it's an asset. I mean, he's right in that regard. It's been money, but it isn't today. He was being honest. And even if it was gold as money, it would still be considered an asset. So he made a wise and accurate response to an otherwise wise and intelligent congressman. It is most assuredly an asset. And then there's liabilities. We talked about that. Your demand deposits, your checking account deposits, and proprietorship. Assets, liabilities, and proprietorship, so that he can make wise decisions in regard to future operations. If he thinks the addition of clerks or additional clerks in store facilities will increase his sales and hence his proprietorship, he may decide to procure them. And as we saw in the article this morning, the idea, well, yeah, we could bring on some more people. We could expand our stores. But if we bring on more people and hiring, if we expand our physical plant facility, Do we actually have the sales to back up that kind of a decision?
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, looking at this book, The Meaning and Purpose of Accounting, this is an oldie, 1945. It really is like 099, 101, 105, 200, 205, and 300 and 305, if you want to look at it from the standpoint, of course, you know, outlines. There's 760-some-odd pages in this book, and it goes through the whole gamut. If you study this and study nothing else, you'd have a really good handle on accounting. But anyway, you know, if we look at it from the standpoint that the primary objective of the proprietor of a business is to do what? It's to increase his proprietorship by earning a profit. And you might remember that the property owned by a business and used in the operation of that business is called assets. And the right or the interest of the proprietor in the assets of the business is called his proprietorship, capital, or net worth. And then it goes on and it talks about those from whom a businessman borrows or purchases on account are known as creditors. And the creditors of a business have a claim on the property of that business until the proprietor pays them in accordance with their agreement. The rights of the creditors in the assets of a business are known as the liabilities of the business. So on one hand, you've got assets. On the other side, you have liabilities. And assets equal the proprietorship. And notice the similarities. Property, 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 everywhere you look. It's all about private property, private property rights. And there's private property rights on both sides of this equation. The relationship between assets and liabilities and proprietorship is fundamental. All property is subject to property rights. Property and property rights are inseparable from each other. Unless you have the Marxist form, we talked about that yesterday, Marxism, the abolition of private property. Property and property rights are inseparable from each other. And the amount of property is exactly equal to the amount of the property rights. If you have no right, title, right, and interest in something, you have no property. Property rights, including the rights of the creditor, as well as those of the owner or owners, are sometimes called equities. And so we read about the, you know, report on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, S&P, these equity markets, equities. Why? Because the people that own the stocks are owners of the businesses. That's why they call them equities. The equation then lists properties or assets on the left side and people who have rights or equities in those properties on the right-hand side. And it's obvious that such an equation must always balance. And of course, then, remember, it was the Medici's, or however you want to say it, that came up with double entry accounting way back at the time of the Renaissance and earlier. Right? And if the proprietor is to conduct his business so that his proprietorship will be increased, and that is the goal of business, he must know the effect of his business transactions on his assets, liabilities, and proprietorship, so that he can make wise decisions in regard to future operations. And that's the whole purpose of accounting, so that you can make decisions. Creditors will usually accept only... No, just back up, Willie. Don't jump over this. If the proprietor is contemplating the purchase of additional property by increasing his liabilities. Now, that's what the usurper is doing right now. He has a company. It's called U.S. U.S.gov or U.S.corp or whatever you want to call it. U.S., that's a company. And he's the proprietor. And he's contemplating, he's the president. And he's contemplating the purchase of additional property by increasing his liabilities. This is this $475 billion, infrastructure job program. All right? He's thinking of adding additional clerks, store facilities, and et cetera. Only, however, if, and he hopes that it'll increase sales and stimulate the economy. He must consider this. One, whether his past experience indicates that this property can be used profitably. That is, whether it can be used so that it will result in an increase in proprietorship. In other words, the gross domestic product of the U.S. will go up, our debt will go down. If it doesn't, all the job, shovel ready, and the rest of it, green, weather stripping, insulating, all that will be for naught. Two, whether he will be able to pay his creditors in accordance with the terms under which he can obtain the property from them. How are we going to pay it back? Well, what he wants to do is tax. And spend. So nothing's changing. Same old bunch of retreads being rolled out in front of the Penny's, Jacques C. Penny's auto shop. Creditors will usually accept only cash in payment of their claims. And don't they? You can't redeem a debt with the Federal Reserve in Federal Reserve notes. You're going to have to bring up some gold. Only cash. Remember, folding half green Federal Reserve notes are promissory notes that's not cash. Then this book was written in 1945. There was only two things that were understood as cash. That was silver and silver certificates and gold certificates. And there were some U.S. notes floating around in the background. If the proprietor invests too much of his property being his assets again, proprietorship, property, if he invests too much of his property, cash, in land, buildings, equipment, and other assets of a similar nature, he may be unable to obtain the cash needed to pay his creditors at the proper time. He must have information that will show him the amount of his liabilities and the time when the liabilities must be paid. That's why it's so essential for us to study, as we do, the Bloomberg website and other places, on a daily basis, because we need the information to follow these numbers. And the usurper is more interested in golfing And his wife is more interested, apparently, in shopping than they are in following the bottom line here on the budget. And that's a real problem for us. These illustrations serve to show the efficient manager of a business is constantly seeking information concerning the effect of his past operations. He then uses this information in planning his future operations so that these operations will produce an increase in his proprietorship. So as I like to say here, and then it continues, and it says, such plans are known as budgets. 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 Right? And we want to balance the budgets and have a balanced budget amendment. Right? So, I was going to make a sidebar there, but I'll just proceed. So therefore, the primary purpose of accounting is to give the proprietor or the manager of a business information. This is the IT age. Concerning not only the nature and the amount of the assets, the liabilities, and the proprietorship, but also the effect of these operations on the business. Stated in another way, the object of accounting is to provide information concerning property and the rights to property, and to show how property and the rights to it have been affected by business operations. You cannot separate business or life from property. Even though Proudhon, you know, said property is theft. You're a bunch of specious nonsense. Karl Mordecai Marx, the abolition of private property. We can go to Andrew J. Galambos in his, you know, volitional science series where he defines property as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. And he defines freedom as 100% control of your life, 100% of the time, which demands the corollary, 0% control of your neighbor's property, 100% of the time. It's a different outlook, to be sure. This is a philosophically radical notion. It is a function of accounting to record, to analyze, and classify, to summarize the activities and the effects of these activities for each business enterprise. And it goes on, and it explains about recording, analysis, classification, summarizations. We found when we were going through the different writings of Henry St. Simon, this idea of analysis, very, very prevalent in his time period. And of course, it was the writings of Henry St. Simon that were introduced to Karl Mordecai Marx that gave Marx his first understanding of socialism. And so then it continues and it talks about things like this. Accounting statements. The principal accounting statements are two. One, the first lists the kinds and amounts of property together with the ownership rights in this property. Again, don't be thinking about property as, you know, necessarily bricks and mortar. A man's life, a nation's life, a people's life, and all non-procreative drivers of their life, and unfortunately for us, even our lives now, are considered property of the U.S. But the first list, the kinds and amounts of property, together with the ownership rights in this property. Who are you and whose are you? The second reports on the effects of the operations of the owners or their agents, that might be your representatives, on the owner's equity or right in this property. Equity, the three E's of sustainable development, economy, environment, and equity. And they're after all three of them.
Okay.
The second summary is known as the income statement. It lists the income and the costs of operation for the period, which results in an increase or a decrease in proprietorship. When we come back, we'll talk about the balance sheet.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Time is getting away from me here, so I'm going to have to set aside our little study on accounting. We'll come back to it again. I hope you find it interesting. I'm certainly enjoying it. Learning about property and property rights is being fundamental to not only business, but to the entire concept of accounting. But here, again, I'm going to share a little bit more out of Das Kapital, Karl Mordecai Marx, and other writings. And this is a modern library edition. I really like these people. I like their books. They do have a distinctly socialist bent to them. This particular edition is an abridgment, if you will. It's edited by Max Eastman. He was a bit of a socialist as well. But here we have an opportunity to read a essay that was written by, well, I'll tell you who it was written by after I'm done. The three sources and the three constituent parts of Marxism. Throughout the whole civilized world, Marxist teachings draw upon themselves the extreme hostility and hatred of all bourgeois science, both governmental and liberal. It sees in Marxism something in the nature of a harmful sect. No other attitude could be expected for an impartial social science, super social scientist here, August Comte, for an impartial social science is impossible in a society founded on class struggle. In one way or another, every governmental and liberal science defends wage slavery, and Marxism has declared ruthless war against this slavery. To expect impartial science in a wage-slave society is rather stupidly naive. Like expecting owners to be impartial on the question whether to raise the workers' wages at the expense of their profit or capital. But never mind that. The history of philosophy and the history of social science offer abundantly clear proof that Marxism has nothing similar to the sectarianism in the sense of a shut-in, ossified doctrine standing apart from the main road of development of world civilization. On the contrary, the very genius of Marx lay in the fact that he gave the answer to those questions which the most advanced thought of humanity had already raised. His teachings arose as a direct and immediate continuation of the teachings of the greatest representatives of philosophy, political economy, and socialism. The teaching of Marx is all-powerful because it is true. It is complete and symmetrical, offering an integrated view of the world irreconcilable with any superstition, with any reactionism, or with any defense of bourgeois oppression. It is the legitimate inheritor of the best that humanity created in the 19th century in the form of German philosophy, English political economy, and French socialism. Let us dwell briefly upon these three sources and therefore a constituent part of Marxism. The philosophy of Marxism is materialism. Throughout modern European history, especially at the end of the 18th century in France, where a decisive battle was fought against all kinds of medieval rubbish, against serfdom in institutions and ideas, materialism proved to be the only consistent philosophy, true to all the teachings of the natural sciences, hostile to superstition, bigotry, etc. The enemies of democracy tried, therefore, with all their might to refute, undermine, and slander materialism, defending various forms of philosophic idealism, all of which come down one way or another to a defense or a support of religion. Marx and Engels defended philosophic materialism with the utmost determination and many times explained the profound error of any departure from this foundation. Their views are expounded most clearly and in the greatest detail in the works of Engels, Ludwig Feuerbach, and anti-During works like The Communist Manifesto, are everyday books on the tables of the class-conscious worker. But Marx did not rest in the materialism of the 18th century. He made an advance in philosophy. He enriched materialism with the acquisitions of the German classic philosophy, especially the system of Hegel, which led in its turn to the materialism of Feuerbach. The chief of these acquisitions is the dialectic, that is, the understanding of the evolution in its fullest and deepest and most universal aspect, the understanding of the relativity of human knowledge, which gives us a reflection of eternally evolving matter. The most recent discoveries of natural science, radium, the electron, the transmutation of elements, have admirably confirmed the dialectic materialism of Marx. All the teachings of the bourgeois philosophers, with their new ways of returning to an old and rotten idealism, to the contrary notwithstanding. While deepening and evolving philosophic materialism, Marx carried it through to the end, extending its mode of understanding nature to understanding human society. The historic materialism of Marx is one of the greatest achievements of scientific thought. The caprice and chaos reigning up to that time among opinions about history and politics were replaced by a strikingly whole and symmetrical and scientific theory showing how out of one setup of social life, another higher one develops in consequence of a growth of the productive forces, capitalism, for example, out of feudalism. Just exactly as a man's knowledge reflects a nature existing independently of him, matter, that is, in a state of development, so as also the social understanding of man, that is, his various views and teachings, philosophical, religious, political, etc., reflects the economic structure of society. Political institutions are a superstructure resting on an economic foundation. We see, for instance, how the various political forms of the contemporary European states serve as a reinforcement of the rulership of the bourgeoisie over the proletariat. The philosophy of Marx is that finished philosophical materialism which has given humanity in general, and the working class in particular, the greatest of all instruments of understanding. Having seen that the economic structure is the basis upon which the political superstructure arises, Marx gave most of his attention to the study of this economic structure. His chief work, Capital, is devoted to a study of the economic structure of contemporary, that is to say, capitalist society. The classic political economy up to Marx's time had been formed in England, the most highly developed capitalist country. Adam Smith and David Ricardo, in their investigations of the economic structure, had laid down the principle of the labor theory of value. Marx continued their work. He firmly established and consistently developed his theory. He showed that the value of any commodity is defined by the quantity of socially necessary labor time involved in its production. Where the bourgeois economist had seen a relation between things, the exchange of commodity for commodity, Marx discovered a relationship between people. The exchange of goods expresses the connection formed between separate producers by means of the market. Money means that this connection is becoming closer, inseparably uniting in one unit the whole industrial life of the individual producers. Capital implies a further development of this connection, the labor power to the owner of the land, factories, and the instruments of labor. One part of the working day he spends in order to meet the costs of supporting himself and his family, that's wages. But another part of the day he spends working for nothing, creating for the capitalist surplus value, the source of profits, the source of wealth, the value and the wealth of the capitalist. The doctrine of surplus value is the keystone of the economic theory of Marx. We're running out of time here. Rats. Capital created by the labor of the worker oppresses the worker by undermining the small proprietor and creating an army of the unemployed. Wow, we got that today, don't we? In industry, the victory of large-scale production is obvious at once. But in agriculture, too, we see the same phenomena. The superiority of big capitalistic machines, and so on. I'm going to have to jump ahead because I want to get to this part and close it out. But utopian socialism could not show a real way out. Utopian socialism, Feuerbach and Henry St. Simon and others. It was unable to explain the essence of wage labor under capitalism, to discover the laws of its development, or to find a social force capable of becoming the creator of a new society. Dropping down again, the genius of Marx lay in the fact that he was able sooner than others to make and consistently carry out the inference to which the whole of the world history leads, and that inference is the doctrine of the class struggle. Only the philosophic materialism of Marx has shown the proletariat a way out of that spiritual slavery in which up to now all oppressed classes have been sleeping. Only the economic theory of Marx has explained the actual situation of the proletariat in the general structure of capitalism. Throughout the whole world, from America to Japan, from Sweden to South Africa, independent organizations of the proletariat are now multiplying. The proletariat is educating and enlightening itself by waging its class struggle, in casting loose from prejudices of a bourgeois society, uniting more and more closely, learning to make the measure of its successes. It is tempering its power and growing irresistibly. Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it?
and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.